Hey, it's Carolyn.
And Vanessa.
From Not Another X-Files podcast.
We're the female-led X-Files podcast you didn't even know you were looking for.
We've got plenty of opportunities for nostalgia, conspiracies, forbidden romance, and plenty of laughs.
It's true. Come on over to our place in Vancouver, Canada, and revisit your favorite 90s sci-fi TV show.
You'll be glad you stopped by. You can find us on all your favorite podcast spots.
And on the web at notanotherxfpod.libsyn.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Music for this promo by Purple Planet.
The body of 34-year-old Nicole Brown Simpson, ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, was found.
Really believe Kurt Cobain is dead.
Millions of people mourned the tragic death of John Lennon today.
Struggles to come to terms with the death of Princess Diana. Waiting for
her.
Yeah, well,
Ashley told me she listened.
Yeah, she told me too.
She's like, is it weird? And I'm like, no, it's fine.
So I made it weird because I'm me.
Uh-oh.
And I do everything
right
awkwardly. So okay. Dawn walks up and is like, have you listened to their podcast, to Ashley, while I'm standing there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, probably not. I don't think she knows it exists. Yeah. And Ashley's like, what? Podcast? I love podcasts. And so I'm like, well, I didn't say anything because it's not just mine. It's also Stephanie's. And I mean, yes, you're nice and cool and great, but you're also our boss. And I didn't want to cross that line without her permission. And so then it got weird because John's like, oh, no, I shouldn't have said anything. And Ashley's like, oh, no, I don't have to listen. And I'm like, oh, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. She's like, I don't want you to censor anything. It's fine. Say what you want to say.
And she gave me like a solid 10-minute conversation about that. And I appreciate that. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I don't want you to think anything that you say outside of work is going to influence how I feel about you here. Because,
right.
You know.
Sure.
You have
as
a work
shouldn't.
Personality and mm-hmm. then a you personality. And
sure.
That's fine. So. Thanks for getting it, Ashley.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. That was kind of
oh, God.
Really awkward.
So,
oh,
no.
Oh, your mouth, because it's, like, half numb.
My mouth is so numb. And I just tried to drink water, and
do
that didn't.
Straw?
It didn't go my way. I think I'm just going to wait for my mouth, then.
I usually spill water all over myself anyway. That's pretty
my
natural
face
for me.
Is so itchy. I just want to scratch the whole thing.
I'm going to peel it off.
So, I just left the dentist.
Was almost an hour and a half ago or something.
So the entire right side of my face is all droopy,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure I'm slurring my words right now because
not too
sounds,
bad. No, it's fine.
Ugh, it's just has my face always been this big? Like, has it always been this size?
I feel like it looks a little swollen, but not bad, and it is a little droopy on the mouth, but it's okay. I think that's to be expected when it's numb after, like, surgery, right?
Yeah. Well, I had a root canal redone, so it was pretty rough.
Right, but now you're not going to die because you were going to die
right,
if you
yeah.
didn't do it.
Yeah. That's true.
So, droopy mouth syndrome for
yeah.
a minute is fine.
Bone infection is not a joke, guys.
No,
take care
it's
of
not.
It.
Speaking of bone infection, a dance mom lady, the instructor lady?
Yeah.
She had to go to emergency surgery last night.
Oh.
Because she
her name?
Had.
Allie?
No.
It's Abby.
Abby Lee Miller.
Abby Lee
That's
Miller.
It. That, it all came back to me. I could see the article
Three
in my
names.
Head.
It's a bad time.
Yeah. So she's out of prison and she's in a halfway home.
Oh.
In LA, I think, or somewhere in California.
That sounds right.
And she had to go in for emergency surgery. She'd been complaining about back problems mm-hmm. for like weeks now, mm-hmm. and they finally took her in, I guess, and she had, like, an infection in her spine.
Meningitis.
So they had to go, and, like, they're like, basically, if we didn't remove the mask tonight, you could be paralyzed. And as of, like, yesterday, she was, like, partially paralyzed, but since they removed it, she's
fine. Been getting better. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, not fine, but...
Right.
She will be fine.
Not paralyzed.
Correct. Anymore.
Yeah. So... The dentist, they gave me nitrous, which is
great.
Laughing gas, which I've
Wonderful.
Never had. And so this lady is like, the dental assistant, who was just so nice, she's like, so you're going to feel buzzed, and then you're going to feel tipsy, and then you're going to feel drunk. if you get drunk, you need to let me know, because then you're, like, throwing up all over yourself. Issues kind of situation.
Oh, so are you supposed to be at tipsy level?
Yeah, somewhere around buzzed and tipsy.
Okay.
So they turn it on, and it's, like, this thing that goes over your nose.
Right.
Right. And it smells real good.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah.
And so they start, you know, they start pumping the nitrous into me, and I'm like, this is fine. This is cool. I can do this. This is great. And the dentist comes in, and he's like, all right, so I'm going to crank this nitrous way up because I'm going to give you a shot, and I know you don't like needles, so we're just going to do this.
Oh, God.
So they did.
Uh-huh.
And I went within 5 seconds from super tipsy to, like, blackout drunk, kind of.
Oh, gosh.
It was insanity. And then I started having, like, some kind of a weird disassociation.
Okay.
Where I thought, like, I was fading away into darkness, and it was the Greek letters Alpha and Omega.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. I'm Alpha, and okay. I'm chasing Omega around.
All right.
And then it gets darker and darker, and then it, like, blacks out.
That's and then, really weird.
And then Rachel, for some weird reason, who was one of my best friends, is there, and she's like, maybe turn on your music now. And I'm like, what is happening, first of all? What? I don't... Okay. And then I hear, isolate compressions, and I'm thinking they're doing, like, CPR on me, and I'm like, okay, great, I'm gonna die here in this dentist's office.
Oh, my God.
And then I come to, and she's like, are you good? Like, you can turn on your music now. Like, everything's fine. And that was, like... What?
So, do you remember the shot?
Nope, not a bit.
So, if I have major dental surgery, I definitely need to recommend the gas, because I've never had the shot in my mouth.
Yeah.
Even as a kid with cavities, they usually make you do that.
Yeah.
And I refuse,
because that's terrified. The worst part.
Yeah. No. I'd rather you just drill in my tooth, honestly. It doesn't even hurt. I don't know if anybody's done it. If I'm the only one who's ever done it without anything, it's pressure.
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like one of those moms that's like, I did it naturally because I didn't want to poison my baby.
I don't care about poison. I've had Botox, so. Wait, did I? I did. So, but, I don't care about that.
Right.
I just am terrified. Okay, so that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I have to tell them. They just can't give you laughing gas and do it?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I guess you're not numb. The laughing gas just
makes you,
so
they put the,
like,
laughing gas on me, and then they put the Q-tip with the nummy stuff in my mouth, and I'm sitting there for a minute, and he's like, all right, I'm going to turn this up, and then I felt, like, I could feel it in my mouth, but I didn't know what it was, and at some point during this whole ordeal, I'm like, is my mouth bigger? Like, I asked the dental assistant, and then she just started laughing at me, because, no, my mouth is not bigger, I'm just losing my mind. So, yeah, it was an experience.
Are you supposed to be in pain tomorrow?
I don't know, but later? He gave me Vicodin, so I feel like probably, because that's like a heavy hitter.
So when I had stitches in my hand, they gave me hydrocodones. Right? Is that what oxy is? Hydrocodones?
I think so.
Anyway, that's what I got. I took like one or two, but I didn't, that was like it. It didn't really help me. It still was the most worst pain ever in existence.
Yeah.
It just sort of eased it, but either way, it didn't really, so I stopped taking them. But
yeah, what happened, I got, so T'Challa bit my finger, because he was trying to eat a chicken wing. So he bit the crap out of my finger, and I had to go get, like, it taken care of. They were going to put stitches in it, but it's a dog bite, so they're like, no infection.
Right. Did they make you report him?
They tried to, but I just ignored all of the animal control contact. So.
Well, they came to the hospital, so I had no choice.
Shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't call, or I didn't advise or do anything, but they showed up, two officers in the room, and of course, I was already, like, high-level stress, because, like, I never had this kind of thing.
Right.
I never had to go to an emergency room or anything, so I was already, like, freaking out, and I had, like, the kids were there, my little cousins, and, like, mom and my stepdad, and, like, it was a whole production, and that was a thing, and then, like, two officers walk in, and I was like, what the fuck, and they're like, we have to report any dog bite, and you don't know how guilty I felt about making my dog, like, a statistic when I didn't, it wasn't, like, her fault or right. It wasn't like an attack. It exactly. was me trying
That's
to
what
like,
I was. And I made sure to stress it every single time that a doctor or somebody walked in. I'm like, so this was an accident. I put my hand in his mouth to try and get a chicken wing out. It's
right.
my fault.
Right. And that I made it clear that like I shouldn't have broke up the dog fight between, right. you know, 275-pound dogs. And then a third, mm-hmm. you know, dog who helped himself to it. So
right.
it's like, I don't even know. And I feel bad because my mind isn't really clear mm-hmm. thinking back on, like,
right.
who
or
really
what happened,
did it.
Right.
I feel like that's what happened. But then I thought about it. And I'm like, well, what if it wasn't
mm-hmm.
her?
Yeah.
That's
but
one of my biggest regrets in life. Sorry, Bella. I miss you. I'm sorry.
Sugar plum.
I know.
Well,
my baby. Anyway.
Yeah, so they came and knocked on the door a bunch of times and left door hangers and called me about a million times. And I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to ignore for a while. They didn't come the first couple days.
Mm-hmm.
We missed them one day because they didn't show up and we had plans. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, they didn't mm-hmm. show up, so too bad. Because this was around, like, this was Black Friday. So I think we had, like, plans with family that following Sunday. And I was like, sorry, they didn't show up. We're going to our second or third Thanksgiving, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And then Monday, when I was home by myself,
mm-hmm.
they showed up. And I was like,
shit.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine, but still. Yeah, anyway.
They stopped calling after about 3 months.
That's good.
Yeah. So
I feel like apartments are easier to avoid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because your vehicle, they mm-hmm. don't really know
mm-hmm.
if you're here or not. My house, it's...
Yeah.
I mean...
You got cows and trucks, and
right,
that's about it.
Correct. So, there's no way to, like, super keep them away.
Right.
But...
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was how my day... I almost died. But I didn't almost die, but I thought I almost died.
Fair enough.
And now my face is numb.
Yeah. It's so, okay.
How about you? What'd you do today?
Doctor's appointment. I went to the gym. I was debating on taking a class, then I decided I didn't want to take the class that they were going to have, and I didn't want to wait for the later one that mm-hmm. I would do, so mm-hmm. I went on the treadmill, but I was very angry because I did not have my headphones, which, if you're a gym person, you know that's the worst thing ever. So
yeah.
I lasted all of 17 minutes on the treadmill, and then I just went home.
Yeah.
Why
didn't you go to the cinema room?
Because, I don't know, I didn't even see what movie was playing. I like their new... They have new treadmills out on the floor.
They?
Mm-hmm, they're really fancy.
Are they the ones that curve?
No, but they...
Out.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. But they do go to, like, a 30 incline if you want to, like, walk on a skyscraper.
So, you know, you can mountain climb if you really want to.
Basically, yeah. And they have like, scenic trails that you can run. Like, it has, like, an iPad on it, so you can look at, like, the scenery.
That sounds horrendous.
Walking. Why?
It no,
but there's also TVs.
No.
There's still TVs you can watch, but
yeah.
And I think that it's supposed to play TV if the internet's working right. You're supposed to be able to get TV like on it.
That's super obnoxious.
I mean, it wasn't really working, so it doesn't matter. But I was just staring at a screen for 17 minutes
because
I'm short and it's like right in my face.
Yep.
So I don't really have an option. I can just like see the TV over the top of the treadmill.
That's I feel that, too. When they made me do a CT scan of my head today, and so I had to, like, stand and put my face in this thing and then bite down on this thing while this other thing, like, swirled around my head.
Yeah, for your
and took pictures.
Current, like, dental pictures.
It was insanity, first of all, because I haven't been to the dentist in, I don't know, 10, 15
years. Yeah, that's just, like, so since you haven't been there that long, then you know where all your teeth are.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Did they show you where all your teeth are?
They did. They're all real gross, but whatever, we'll fix it. So, I'm standing in this thing, and she's like, hold on, I have to make it shorter. And then she goes back, and she's like, hold on, I have to make it shorter.
I know.
And she did that
story
three times.
Of my life.
And she's like, you know what? Just stand next to the machine, and I'll bring it down to where it needs to be.
Yes. I get it.
You know, short
it's a
life.
Struggle.
It's a thing. It's
it
a
is
real
thing.
Yep.
I always had trouble with the things you're supposed to bite down at the dentist.
Like the...
The plastic
the
butterfly
things. Oh, I hate those.
Yes. They always had to
they
put
hurt.
A... They do. They always had to put a cotton swab in my mouth when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
They gave me the child ones this time.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was great.
Life of luxury.
Yeah.
What dentist?
Advanced Endodontics.
Okay.
Here in Lakeland. It's on the south side.
All right. Sponsoring.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to know where we live.
Maybe give me half off of my next procedure. I don't know, because I'm going to have at least 8 of them with you.
Oh, God. That many?
Well, I know at least 3. Because I've got wisdom teeth coming in.
Right.
And then I've got this one that still has to be redone. And this one, actually, he said the guy who did the first root canal jacked it up and, like, perforated the root. So now it's, like, exposed and open, which is why there's so much infection.
Right.
So he's just going to have to pull this one.
I mean, does it, like, hurt you?
No, I don't have a root. I don't feel anything.
Oh.
So but no up here, I can anything? Feel right here.
Yeah.
There's infection. I feel pain, like, here. Like, okay, on my cheekbone.
In your cheek.
Yeah. Which means it's traveled.
Well, then
maybe
your cheeks will go down.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Tiny little baby.
Slim face.
Mm.
Yes. No more contour necessary.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yes. I'll be nice and fine. By the way, while you're up there.
Yeah, so he has to pull that one, and then he wants to give me a permanent implant, which is better than like a bridge that you have to put in there every day.
Okay.
Which is basically like a one-tooth
fake
denture.
Tooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not about. So.
Right. But you need to, I assume, cover it for no infection
exactly.
in the future. Right.
So.
Can't get a veneer?
No, because the tooth is actually
like the
out.
Tooth
yeah.
there for a veneer,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, son of a bitch.
Exactly. So let this be a lesson. Take care of your teeth. Your teeth, kids.
Yeah, your teeth and your teeth.
All of your teeth and your teeth. They're very important.
Brush them, please.
Brush your teeth twice. Okay, so am I going to go first? I'll go first.
Sure.
Okay.
I know you want to get it out of the way.
I do want to get it out of the way. But also, I think it'll be more entertaining while my mouth is still numb.
Perfect.
So, I don't remember what my last...
Have we actually done a greeting?
It was... No. Hi.
Hello.
This is Fame and Misfortune.
That's Erin.
That's Stephanie.
Hi.
We are two quirky makeup artists that met and bonded over our love of murder and also serial killers.
Yeah.
Oh, and
so,
makeup.
If you're not a fan of Tangity Podcast and you want something factual...
Fuck off!
Yeah, find the next one. We're not it.
We're a mess.
Mm-hmm.
We're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. We're still figuring it out, so please...
Yeah, our audio probably is terrible.
Bear with us.
But we're adorable, so,
yeah.
You know.
We're working on it.
Hey, Christy, what do we talk about on our podcast?
Well, Ashley, we talk about all kinds of weird stuff.
Like aliens.
And ghosts.
And cults.
And cryptids.
And witches.
And murders.
Yeah, even sometimes murders. Basically, we talk about all kinds of weird shit.
Well, I already said that.
Oh.
So yeah, if you like weird topics, feminist rants, and the occasional F-bomb, you should listen to us.
We post new episodes every other Monday.
Find us online at thatsweird.org.
And subscribe to That's Weird on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My apartment's haunted.
I can tell.
Have I ever told you that?
No.
No, it really is. Like, I'm convinced it's haunted.
Are these old colonial buildings that you live in? Oh. I'm just kidding. I know that they're not.
They look like it, though.
I know. these Plantation Row or something?
Yikes. Here? No, but T'Challa, my dog, will be barking at nothing all the time. And there are days he won't go in the bathroom.
Have you ever looked up if somebody was murdered in here?
No, I'm too afraid, but I want to.
Okay.
I feel like an old lady died here.
I did that about my house a while ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anyone die there?
No.
That's not exciting at all.
I know. I was pretty disappointed, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure we've got something looming around our house.
Yeah, I think either an old lady died here or someone killed themselves in the bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom specifically.
Yeah, well, because T'Challa won't go in there half the time. Like, he just refuses. And he barks at nothing out here all the time. Like, not at the window, not at the door. Just barks into, like, the living room, the open space.
Interesting.
It's freaky.
That is freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, with his bug eyes, it could be his vision, which is funny.
His bug eyes. For anyone who doesn't know, I have a pug, and he's got very large buggin' eyes. I want to get him a t-shirt that says, totally buggin'.
Oh my god, please do.
Because, you know. Alright, so, this is Fame and Misfortune.
Yeah.
We are a celebrity true crime podcast. We talk about celebrities and also their deaths slash murders slash, yep. you know,
yep.
cocaine addictions. Things,
stuff.
Yeah, things like that. Last week we did, I did Natalie Wood.
Yes.
And Stephanie did Phil Hartman.
Yep.
That's
the one.
So those are both really, really good and somewhat tragic. Tragic, let's be real.
What?
And so today I chose somebody, because since I did Natalie Wood last time, she's kind of a really giant, big celebrity. Everybody
yes.
knows her.
Yes.
So I did somebody that's a little less notable. Well,
okay.
A little less well-known.
Here, anyway?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to the UK for this guy. This lady guy.
Lady guy. Wait, no. It's a lady.
It's a lady.
I'm going to keep Aaron on track. It's
sorry.
A girl.
Yes. Okay, so we're going across the...
pond?
Across the pond.
As they say.
Yeah, so this is fucked up. I'm just going to let you know. It's like
okay.
straight out the barrel. It is gruesome and gross and sad and very, very, very upsetting. If you're squeamish or have nightmares, maybe don't listen to this at all. Go away. You're not our kind of people.
Great.
So, this one is, her name is Gemma Rose Veronica McCluskey.
That's a name.
That is a name. She was born February 5th, 1983.
Okay.
She is from, Britain, London, I believe is where she was born.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll find it. Somewhere in here. I have all of my papers mixed up.
Lord.
Yep. 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 I have them.
Do you?
But not together.
I shouldn't talk. I should. I'm hoping mine are all in order.
Okay. So, Gemma McCluskey was born February 5th, 1983, and she was a British television actress. She was most notable for her roles on EastEnders, which is a BBC soap opera, which okay. actually started in 1985. So for her to have been on this was like a big, big deal. It's like, you know, General Hospital
or right.
Days of Our Lives.
Things like
it's
that.
Been on for 100 years.
What else is there? Is that it?
Something Children.
All My Children?
All My Children. That's my mom used to watch a lot of soap operas.
Yeah.
She also tried to perm her hair.
Most of our moms have.
Yeah.
And maybe still do if they're home at those times. Because they're, like, on it, like, in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Like, at 11 to
yes.
1
they're,
or
like,
something.
A daytime filler.
Yeah. Drama.
So, yeah. So, she was on the BBC soap opera... EastEnders. She played Carrie Skinner. I don't know who that is, but apparently it's a semi-regular character.
Okay.
Yeah. So her character appeared between October 2000 and February 2001, and in the show, her character was a close friend of Zoe Slater and great niece of a recently killed off character, Ethel Skinner.
Okay.
So, yeah, she was, like, pretty intertwined in the cast. She was, like, a main part, I guess. Big part of the storyline. Okay. Gemma McCluskey was born the daughter of Pauline McCarthy and Anthony McCluskey, February 5th, 1983, in Shoreditch, London. I was correct. So, she was a fairly reputable British television actress, which I already said that. She appeared in a bunch of great roles, blah, 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 blah. So she grew up in London alongside her two brothers, Tony and Daniel. So Daniel was great overall, from what I understand. Her parents okay. were great overall, from what I understand. Their upbringing was pretty normal and pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Had everything they needed and wanted, went to regular primary school, all that jazz. Tony, however...
And he would be, like... She's the youngest?
She's the youngest, yes.
So he's, like, the middle, or...?
I believe he's the oldest, so Daniel's in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's, like, 7 years older than her.
Middle children.
Middle children.
It's a problem.
So, Tony is, the oldest. He's 7 years older than her, and he basically had abused her entire life. it's been said that even as a child, he kind of was very, very possessive of her and, like, would kind of follow her to classes and make sure she wasn't dating anyone in high school and, like...
Why are her parents...
Right, like, allowing this to continue. Yeah. Exactly.
How could you not correct that behavior?
I wonder if maybe...
Probably thought it was cute.
Yeah, I wonder
if... brother looking out for
maybe
the little
sister. Maybe they put too much emphasis on the whole take care of your sister situation, you know?
I mean, probably, but there's also a brother in between the two.
Exactly.
Or, like, above them.
Exactly.
Or is he the oldest? He's the oldest. So Daniel's in the middle. Oldest, so, yeah, like, so, yeah. You know.
So, maybe he was seemingly off doing his own thing. Daniel was, and kind of, like, staying out of it.
This is why you're supposed to watch the middle children.
Yeah. Well, so, basically, he would kind of follow her and stalk her, and he was permanently jealous of anyone who wanted to spend time with her, which is weird.
That is so weird.
So, her friends have said that he was constantly high, and he drank, which... he smoked what I think is really funny. It's called powerful skunk cannabis. Yeah, this is from the Daily Mirror UK, by the way, which is a magazine of some sort or newspaper. Okay. Anywho, so apparently I asked a friend of mine what it is because I have no fucking idea what skunk cannabis is.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend says that it is basically weed, but stronger weed.
I don't know what that means.
So, like, it's got a higher concentration of THC.
Okay.
And it smells really bad, hence the skunk name.
Ew.
Yeah. So, basically, he was smoking, like, super weed all the time. He was constantly high. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, he was constantly high, and her friends have said that he would beat her and mentally torture her, calling her all kinds of awful things.
Weird.
She would wear sunglasses because of black eyes. I saw bruises up her arms. It was like he felt like he owned her and tried to control her. And the abuse had gone on ever since she was a kid. In 2004, we went out. She had a black eye. And she said Tony did it. When she saw how horrified I was, she changed her story and said that she was joking. Obviously, I knew it was true. The way he was with her wasn't right. He's not your boyfriend, I used to tell her. He's just your brother. Like,
yeah, that's really creepy.
First of all, for your brother to be hitting you is not okay.
Yeah, for anyone past to be the hitting age you is of, not like, okay. 10.
Right.
Because, I mean, sibling fighting,
right,
that's rivalry, a thing.
It's going,
like,
to happen.
Come on.
So, but, I mean, you... Most of the time, domestic abuse you see from a spouse, not from a sibling.
Yeah.
You know?
Because this is getting incestual at this point.
Exactly. It's really weird. He wants to be with her all the time. He doesn't want other people around her.
Super weird.
Exactly. Another thing is that when he would go out with them, like if they went clubbing or whatever, mm-hmm. he would keep her really close to him, like hold her really close to him, which is just fucking creepy.
And
they
should have sent him away, like,
I know,
a long time
right?
ago.
Like, he needed some help.
Yeah.
And so...
Did he ever see a therapist?
I don't think so. Okay. I couldn't find anything. There was really not a lot about this on...
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
I would think there'd be more, because it's a very...
Right, it's, like...
Unusual.
Insane.
Yeah, it's weird.
So she would get creeped out that he was trying to hold her close to her, mm-hmm. so she would try and go out with her friends by herself. And then... He would call her and be like, where are you at? And she would say, don't let him know that I'm here.
Right.
He doesn't want me here. So basically she didn't want him to know that she was somewhere where she could potentially meet guys, even if she was just going to hang out with friends.
Like at the coffee shop or something.
Exactly.
Right.
And just numerous friends would say, you know, that he was super controlling and super jealous. He acted like a possessive boyfriend. He didn't want right. anyone else to have her. He hated her seeing boys. It's just complete insanity to me. Apparently, leading up to somewhere in February of 2011,
mm-hmm.
Gemma has decided, because Gemma and Tony live together, they share a flat, as you call it in the UK.
Correct.
She's decided she's just had enough, and she's tired of him. He's constantly high. He doesn't help with anything in the house.
Right.
He's basically a mooch and a waste of her time.
Right.
Also, he's controlling her completely.
I mean, like, you can just easily Google her name and find pictures of them, like...
Exactly, and it's creepy. Like,
creepy.
It's so creepy.
She looks uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and he looks creepily controlling.
Exactly. So, she's decided at this point that she's had enough. She's ready for him to move out. She's mm-hmm. she's done.
Right.
So, basically, she comes home and finds out that he left the sink on all day. And so now the bathroom's flooded, and this is a giant issue.
Like, who does that anyway?
Exactly. Like, just be a little bit more responsible and handle your shit. So this is, like, the last straw for her. So she decides, you know what? I'm done. You need to get out of my house. I'm going to go out with my friends, and if you're not gone by the time I get back, we're going to have problems, basically. And so he's calling her a million times. She's ignoring him.
He's
fucking scary.
He's so creepy.
I know. It's awful. So he calls her about a million times while she's out with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't answer. And then at one point she does answer, and the friend says they can hear him yelling. While she was out, her friends heard her arguing on the telephone with her brother about what had happened, about the the sink situation. And so, basically, she still holds firm to the whole, you're always stoned, first thing that you do in the morning is you get high and you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And basically, you went to the bathroom, left the sink on, and then flooded the apartment. I'm done. You need to get your shit together and get out. And so, her friends say it's clear that Gemma regarded the incident as the last straw, and she wanted him to move out. The next day, Tony McCluskey sent his sister a text that said, "Love ya, XX."
Creepy.
However, her friends hadn't heard from her since that night, since she had left and gone back home.
Right.
So they didn't hear from her, but now she's got this text that says, "Love ya, XX."
Okay.
Her friends started to get worried after a couple of days. They hadn't been able to contact her at all. So a bunch of them began calling her and sending texts. And then, of course, they tried to get in touch with Tony to see if he had heard from her, because they lived together.
So, like, did her parents, like,
yeah, her parents, from what I understand, were in the same kind of loop. And I believe, let me find it. Tony's explanation was that she never came home. Or if she did come home, I didn't see her come home. Go talk to her ex-boyfriend who owed her money.
That's a weird thing to
say. Exactly, yeah. So he, not only was he instantly like, this isn't my fault, look at this guy. He was also, you know, covering it up with, I don't know, I haven't seen her.
Right.
One of the friends says that he told her she didn't take the car. The keys are in the kitchen. Plus, we would know if she took any clothes. There's no way we would know if she took any clothes because she has so many.
Right.
So, basically, he's coming up with all of these reasons that no one's ever going to know what happened to her.
I mean, to be honest, same, but still.
Right. Yeah, about the clothes thing? Yeah.
Yes.
yeah,
I hope somebody would notice if I was missing.
Just the same pair of shoes you wear is just gone?
Well, I rotate about 3, but I have about 50, so I could see why you might not.
It may be a little overwhelming.
From spies to myths
and legends to world leaders,
The Bitchery of History is exploring the women who made history only to be forgotten by it.
We come out every week, Monday morning at 4 a.m. Pacific time, so get up early and get bitchin'.
Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Download every Monday and remember,
bitches get stuff done.
So after about a week, he reported her missing to police, who, from details given to them by him, categorized her disappearance as low risk. He told the officers that a former boyfriend owed her money and police should speak to him. So basically, he played this off as, I don't know what happened, she's gone, she got mad, she left.
Right.
Talked to her boyfriend. She's somewhere, don't know where.
Okay.
So police are like, okay, so this is just another 20-something who's gone off and done,
sure,
you know, whatever she wants to do. And then her friends were not buying it. They knew something was weird, especially since that day they had had an argument. And Tony was always known to be very, very overbearing.
Okay.
And a little bit crazy.
And like a little creepy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that weekend, 100 of her friends met up. And they met up in a pub, and they went and handed out flyers and actually searched for her. And they basically, like, to have 100 people show up to volunteer their time to go and find you, that's a big deal. So she was, like, she made an impact. Tony, however, was not an appearance. He showed up way later after the meeting had broken up.
Okay.
Basically, so he was... He didn't go to actually be proactive. He kind of went to check on things and see.
That's weird.
Right? So the following Tuesday morning, a woman was navigating the barge on the Hackney Canal. And this is March 7th of 2011. So this is now a week later, a week after she's disappeared.
Okay.
She's going...
Wait, and it was just her... Was she born, like, the week before? What's her birthday?
February 5th.
Yeah. Oh, February 5th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So not, I mean, like a month or
right,
so.
Right, yeah. So this woman is on the canal in Hackney, and she's barging on down. I don't know what a barge is. I feel like it's a type of boat.
Yes.
Got it.
It is.
Okay. So she's barging on down the Hackney Canal, and she comes across... a suitcase that's floating in the water.
Okay.
It hit the side of her.
Find money.
Right. Yeah.
Her body.
She's thinking, you know, suitcase, what's in it?
One last thing, if no one noticed, but his phone number is on the missing persons flyer for her.
Is it really?
Yes. It's both of her brother's numbers, and there's a picture of him holding it, even.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. So it's his first. So if you find her, it says missing Gemma McCluskey. Has anyone seen or heard from Gemma McCluskey? She's been missing since Tuesday, 1st March. Someone must know something. The smallest detail could be important. Please contact Tony on, and gives his number, or Danny on their phone, his phone number, or contact Bethnal Green Police. And here he is holding it.
Of course, his is first.
Right.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. It is super, it's like, really.
Ugh, okay. So, suitcase floating in the canal.
Yep.
Hits the boat, pops open. Inside was a female torso. No legs, no arms, no head.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's very traumatizing.
Exactly. The only way they knew who it was, they identified it because there was a small tattoo of a bow on the torso.
Aww.
Yeah, and that's how they knew it was her.
That's sad.
Over the next fortnight, which I've learned recently means 2 weeks, her arms and legs were recovering separately from the water. Her head, which had been dumped in the canal at the same time, was not found until September.
What?
More than 6 months later.
What?
Yep.
Does it say where it was found?
In the same canal as in the Regent's Canal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, who puts it in both in the same place?
Exactly.
Come on.
So... Basically, 100 people have searched for her, and now she turns up dead, and now everybody's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Right.
So basically, they, and this is on March 9th that they finally identified her.
Okay.
March 10th, they go to talk to Tony, and basically everything he says is bullshit.
Right.
And so they arrest him immediately and charge him with murder.
I mean, he looks like somebody who just...
Exactly. He's just fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So, he... gosh, hold on. 10th September, police found a head in the same stretch of canal.
Okay.
And then confirmed that it was McCluskey's. On the 28th of September, Tony McCluskey accepted responsibility for the murder and death of his sister.
Ah.
Yeah. And they didn't have her funeral until November 30th, which is wild to me. I guess they wanted to wait until all of her was recovered.
I guess. That's sad.
Yeah. So, basically, a couple years later, January 2013, they start the trial. At the trial, Tony basically, or excuse me, Gemma's lawyer or the state's state's lawyer, whoever is prosecuting.
Okay. Probably the state.
Right, yes.
Well, I don't know how it works there, but here it would be like the state.
Yeah, whatever. The person who wants him to go to prison.
Yes.
is like, he's a heavy cannabis user. Siblings frequently argued. His own family says he's weird.
Yeah. Come on, they should have known this a long time ago.
On March 1st, he allegedly argued with his sister about an overflowing bath. She told him to leave. Then he grabbed her by the wrist and punched her to the floor. He claimed he had blacked out and had no further recollection.
Liar.
Exactly. But they're saying her death was caused by several blows to the head with a blunt instrument. He then spent several hours dismembering her body with a bread knife.
Ooh.
Yeah. So...
And that takes so much strength and effort. To cut through a bread knife. Bone? I mean, I can barely cut through a baguette.
Exactly.
In a timely manner.
Exactly. I mean. And if you've seen a bread knife, they're serrated. They're very long.
I mean,
and
it's so like a saw.
Right. And it's a giant mess
and
is
my
what that is.
Bread is not pretty either when I'm done with it. It's
exactly.
All a hot mess.
Right. So he's cutting through human flesh, tendon, and bone. Insanity. Not only human flesh, tendon, and bone, but it's his sister's human flesh, tendon, and bone. So he dismembered her body, put her in bags and a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And the suitcase, he's seen on CCTV footage chucking it into the canal. So basically he didn't do shit to...
So part of me likes the whole idea of a lot of cameras everywhere, but I also know it's a very Big Brother theory situation. Mm-hmm. So, like, it could be evil, but, like, sometimes when things like this happen...
It's good to have.
Yes.
Yeah. Some eyes watching out.
Yeah. I mean, not that there anybody's, like, sitting there staring, but...
So the other thing that freaks me out is that they... So the police went to his apartment as soon as he filed the missing persons report.
Right.
And they didn't go in the kitchen because there's no need. What's the point?
But still, like... Oh, how did he get a whole week? How did nobody come over sooner?
Exactly. So like, they did, though. And there wasn't a mess in the kitchen. He cleaned everything. It was all spotless.
This feels very Dexter.
Exactly. The only thing is, he forgot to clean the fucking knife. And he put it back in the knife block.
Ew, so unsanitary.
Which is gross. So there was blood and guts
like and bone
and nastiness.
Like things and
all over that knife that he put back in the knife block. Nasty.
Ew.
Imprison him for just that.
And no kidding. I mean, like, Typhoid Mary type situation.
Right, seriously. Like, do you really want salmonella?
Ew.
Got it.
Disgusting.
So, basically, McCluskey initially admitted to manslaughter, but denied murder, citing a loss of control. Basically, he's saying, yeah, I killed her, but I didn't mean to. I blacked out.
Eye roll.
Which is bullshit.
My verbal eye roll.
Yep. So he was found guilty of a murder on 30th January 2013 and jailed for life with a minimum sentence of 20 years. Which is something I want to talk about.
Okay.
Life imprisonment in other countries is 18 years.
Wait.
It's a lifetime. 18.
Oh.
Right.
Not
it's
the kind
not
of life that means until you're
correct,
dead.
Correct, until you're dead. Right. Which is wild to me.
Wait, so how is it life in prison, but then a minimum of 20 years?
I would assume they probably tacked him on two for something.
Wait, hang on. I'm going to Google it. Yeah, I'm Googling everything while we're talking. If I could type, that would be helpful. So, in England and Wales, life imprisonment is a sentence which lasts until the death of the prisoner, although in most cases the prisoner will be eligible for parole, officially termed early release, after a fixed period set by the judge. This period is known as a minimum term. So he has a minimum of 20, meaning after 20 he can get
parole.
Correct, but he is in prison for life, as in till he's dead. In some exceptionally grave cases, however, a judgment order that a life sentence should mean life by making a whole life order. Which I think means, like what you said, maybe, or not. Murder has carried a mandatory life sentence in England and Wales since capital punishment was suspended in 1965. Darn. There is currently no first degree or second degree murder definition, so murder is murder no matter what.
Right.
However, there were two degrees of murder between 1957 and 1965, one carrying the death penalty and one life imprisonment. There have recently been plans to introduce such a definition, so it could be coming back. Life imprisonment is only applicable to defendants age 21 or over. Those aged between 18 and 20 are sentenced to custody for life. Those aged under 18 are sentenced to detention during Her Majesty's pleasure for murder.
During Her Majesty's pleasure.
Yeah. Or detention for life for other crimes, where life imprisonment is a sentence for adults. However, people under 21 may not be sentenced to a whole life order and so must become eligible for parole. What does that even mean?
No idea.
What is a whole life order? Next definition. This is so confusing. The whole life order, formerly a whole life tariff, is a court order whereby a prisoner who is being sentenced to life imprisonment is ordered to serve that sentence without possibility of parole.
Okay. So it's life.
Right. Like, there's no option.
Yeah, so life without possibility.
Correct. Well, they could have just said that.
Jesus.
I had to do Come all on. That looking.
Jeez.
Yeah, so no option of parole. He gets parole because he gets a minimum of 20, it sounds like. Right? That's what you said? Life with a minimum of 20?
Minimum of 20, yeah. So, basically, this sack of shit wanted to, weirdly, be with his sister all the time and never let her have other friends. And so, when she was like, absolutely not, I've had enough of you.
Right.
He beat her to death with a blunt object, still not known what it was.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm sure they know, but I don't know where it was. Yeah, exactly. So, he beat her to death with a blunt instrument and then dismembered her for 3 hours with a bread knife.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
very sad.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst.
Did you hear about the lady who passed away on Southwest plane?
No.
She got sucked out of the window.
Oh, God, what?
Yep. So, it happened yesterday? Monday? There's a flight 1380 from New York City to Dallas. So, an engine exploded. Which is fine, because they can usually still run on one. But the problem that happened, because they don't really need both. So they can still run if one engine, shuts down or something, as long as there's no, flames, you're good. Mm-hmm. But it exploded, but a piece of shrapnel hit the window.
Busted it out,
and she got, sucked halfway out the window.
Oh, God, no.
But people pulled her back in. Yeah. But she still
Passed
in the hospital. It depressurized the cabin, violently.
Yeah.
But they made, an emergency landing in Philadelphia, which isn't far from New York City. Right. I mean, in a plane.
In a plane, that's 10 minutes. 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very long into their flight. So.
Shitbags.
But she was, I'm talking about her. She was from Albuquerque. She is a mother of two and was the vice president of community relations for Wells Fargo Bank.
Shit.
That's according to her LinkedIn account. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Motherfucker. That's an awful way to die. If you're gonna die, of all of the ways, in a dentist's office on nitrous would have been a million times better than that.
She has two young kids. They're probably only 11 and younger.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. Oldest looks like little girl's the oldest.
And if she's a vice president of community relations, chances are she was on a plane all the time.
I think she's the first person to ever die of commercial flight accident like that. You know what I mean? Since 2009. So she looks really nice. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
She looks friendly, like a nice bank lady.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She does look like a nice bank lady.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry for her kids.
Well, fuck.
Sorry to end that. I just thought I was reading about it, and I'm going on a flight in, a month. So oh, I'm, no. Terrified.
Yikes.
Yeah, we're flying Southwest, so that should be really extra fun.
Okay, so maybe here's offer hoping, up though, the window seat to someone
else.
Yeah,
but I really like the window seat. I'm really torn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know this isn't what this is about, but...
Well.
It just adds to the fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger, you can do these kinds of things, and, who cares? Travel, it's life.
Right, yeah.
Great, but then when you get older and you have more responsibilities, and you're but if I don't make it home, who's going to feed
Right.
Dogs and mm-hmm. cows and things and how are Bill's going to be, like, I the mean, whole thing.
Your cows can come live here. Your dogs can come live here, too.
I mean, they'll like your grass. They'll eat it for you and mow it.
It needs to be cut, so.
Yeah, that's fine. The cows will eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, well.
And a more positive note.
Yes.
It's, I guess maybe instead of a beauty tip from me, I'll just say that I'm trying to start a Korean skincare routine, but not a full 12-step situation. Uh-huh. It's baby steps because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I did get, I already do a 2-step cleanse. It's already been something in my routine, like, for a long time. So I have my oil. Very good. Mm-hmm. Always the best thing. If you don't use an oil to clean your face before you actually wash your face, please do it.
You're missing out.
You are really missing out. It gets all that gunk off, so then mm-hmm. your cleanser can actually work on your face.
Yep.
Instead of trying to remove all that other stuff between. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't wear makeup, it still gets all that extra
dirt. The pollution, mm-hmm. all that nastiness.
So I do that, and then I got a gentle foaming cleanser. Mm-hmm. And I guess I did some researching because it's a little, I guess basically an essence and mm-hmm. a serum are like the same thing.
Yeah.
So I also found at Marshall's like a Korean collagen emulsion, which took Googling to figure out what an emulsion is because I'm like, wait, if this is another cleanser, I don't need this, but let me try to figure it out. But I guess it's also like a serum slash essence thing.
Sort
it's
of.
Kind of like, it's, so mine's really light. It's not really a moisturizer. Mm-hmm. It's really runny.
Right.
So I use it, so the serum I have that I got is a hydrating one. Uh-huh. It has hyaluronic acid and vitamin B5.
Yep.
And it's really runny. It's also mm-hmm. not super thick. So I don't really have anything really heavy that I'm putting on.
That's good.
So I use the serum first, and then I use my emulsion.
Okay. So an emulsion is like the pre-cleanse from Dermalogica.
No, but I Googled and it said no.
Okay.
Well, but okay. I mean, I get what you're saying. I Googled that product specifically.
Right, I'm sure.
And it says, however, that's not what it. Dang it.
So the word emulsion.
I know, means to like clean, right?
Well,
like,
no. So you combine two products and it creates a new thing. Product.
Right.
So like there's the pre cleanse, like you take the oil and then the water and you mix them together and it creates an emulsion.
Correct. Okay. Hang on, I'm going to Google this product because I read it and I was in like Marshall's with like almost 9:30 and they're yelling at me because I'm like the only person in there, like, we close in 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm researching, hang on,
listen,
like, and yes, I know it's two things that like make a thing, suspended things, you shake it, it's all like a thing creating the thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's so very scientific of you.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
And I even Googled like how to use it, but I mean, you know, aha, to use after cleansing and toning, mm-hmm. apply a suitable amount of emulsion all over the face and neck using gentle outward motions. After, gently pat face and palms for absorption. That's how I've been using it.
Okay, I don't know what that product is, but I know that an emulsion, for the most part, is usually something that you take two products and combine them. And so, like, if it is an emulsion, there should be a second product. Like, is it like, you know, the Stila primers where it's got two swirly things?
You can't see in it. Bottle is, like, frosted. It's, like, mine kind of looks like this one, but not really. It's a different, like,
So
thing. But, like, it's, when it comes out, it's, like, a lotion type, but, like, really, but almost like there's, like, a serum and a lotion mix. It's really light. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, it should be something else, like, suspended within something else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
What?
I bet it's a lotion, but it suspends itself in between the layers of skin.
Could be that. It's volumizing, so it's supposed to improve elasticity and smooth fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So is it very, very lightweight? Like, super lightweight?
The lightest of weight.
Yeah, so that's probably what's happening.
Anyway, my point was all of that to say that also I'm feeling like my wrinkles are going away a bit better. I've noticed.
Oh.
Not only that, However, that's all I have in my stuff. So I'm still using my regular like moisturizer. Mm-hmm. I haven't like gone that crazy, but
yep.
I think it's working. I don't know. It's only been like 2 days, so I'll talk to you in a week. But
yeah, I love how you're like, well, my wrinkles are already gone, but well, also it's gone. Only been 2 days.
It's not. They're not gone permanently by any right. means, but I've seen a difference. However, I'm still having an issue with my makeup.
Mm-hmm. The separation?
Yes, the last couple. And even before I started this, so this doesn't even, like, get involved in it. Mm-hmm. It's pre-this. First, my skin was looking, like, horribly dry. Everything was looking so dry on my face Saturday, the last two Saturdays. And I'm like, what? I know I'm dehydrated inwardly. I've not been keeping up with my water. That's been very bad of mm-hmm. me. Not at all glam mm-hmm. life. But I'm trying. I don't know. It's very frustrating as a makeup artist.
Especially, well, when you're oily and you get dry, it's weird. It's not like dryness as in your skin stops making oil. It's dryness as in you're flaky and you have weird itchy patches and it's awful. So
yes.
What I've been doing is, because I'm also very, very oily, and I've been very dry on my nose the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this Peter Thomas Roth pumpkin enzyme, and the enzymatic pumpkin
you
stuff.
You got the fucking pumpkin one? Do you love
it? So good. Yes. It's amazing.
I want one so bad.
I mean, we should just do a facial tonight.
Oh my God, yes.
It'd be great.
Why don't we do facials next time we'd record?
Yes.
We make it a girls' night. We can do a late night.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
I have some friends coming over Monday night.
I work Monday night.
Well,
till 9. But I mean, if you're still partying at 9,
we'll probably still
just
partying
be partying at 9. Just starting. young people.
So I've been using that, the exfoliation.
Okay.
And the reason I like it is because it's got AHAs and BHAs, which, for those of you who don't know, are alpha and beta hydroxy acids,
mm-hmm.
pineapple and papaya, essentially, that eat off dead skin instead of scraping off dead skin.
Right.
So it feels amazing. If you've ever used Exfolicate from Kate Somerville, it's the same situation.
Yep.
So I have been doing a really good exfoliation, and then I've been doing an overnight mask, like twice a week.
Okay.
And the one I've been doing is the Clinique Moisture Surge.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. So, like, I put it on last night, and I feel like I'm no oilier than I usually am, but mm-hmm. I'm noticing I don't have that dry
patch
on my nose.
So, my eyes have been a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm noticing the first signs of aging in my eyes. Eyeliner is incredibly difficult. My lids are starting to move in places you don't want them to move.
Oh no.
I know. But one day when I did put like my eye cream on in the morning, because you know I'm mm-hmm. like trying to make sure that they don't get any mm-hmm. worse, I just noticed like on the outside, like here, mm-hmm. they got really dry and like it was like flaky, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my God, what is going on? And it's just, like, you know, my chin area, that crease there. And I'm like, okay, so I was trying to keep it, like, super dry. But then mm-hmm. it's, like, cracking and looking, like,
mm-hmm.
dry. Mm-hmm. And up here and, like, in here. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, something. Just give me a break, please.
Well, that hyaluronic acid is going to help with the dryness around here.
Yeah.
Because it's going to sit. It literally does sit in the skin and it just keeps spitting out water.
Perfect.
So it'll hydrate you. And that's the biggest thing, is you need to make sure you're hydrating this area so you don't get...
Can I put it on my eyes?
Creepy. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I always recommend putting eye creams above.
Okay. Because I have been for my... I have the Clinique one, mm-hmm. but maybe I should start mixing that, like, with it a little bit, or adding it before, whatever. Because
mm-hmm.
I know it goes from, like, the lightest to the heaviest.
So, like,
right?
Yeah. So, benefit the... It's potent.
Yeah.
It has hyaluronic acid in it.
Oh, man. I need, like, everything.
I have a sample.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down to try.
Okay.
Anything to help these eyes stay...
Yeah.
Young-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult trying to do eyeliner lately. It's all just moving.
You're, like, you're acting like you're 84.
I feel like it.
Your face
but
is
here's the thing,
so
like,
healthy.
So,
like,
for the most part, though, like... In the 3 years that I didn't work mm-hmm. in, like, beauty or retail or anything, mm-hmm. I did my makeup a lot at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
not so much at the end, and if I did, I didn't always do eyeliner. So
right.
a lot of the aging that's happened
mm-hmm.
wasn't so noticeable until I'm having to do all of this all the time, which is fine, except that it gets a little depressing at times when you're like, man, my eyeliner used to be so good and so cute and it'd be like so smooth anymore. It's not the same.
You know what? I think you're being overly critical. Okay. So your makeup tip is don't get old.
Basically, do anything you can to save your
take care of your
eyes
skin.
And your skin. If I could do, I've told so many young girls at work, if there was anything I could go back and do, it would be to know more about skincare, but we didn't have the access. People my age didn't have access to all of what they do with YouTube and the internet and Facebook and Pinterest and everything else that's available.
I never knew how important it was to wash your face every day until, I don't know,
I was using, like, St. Ives grapefruit scrub when I was in New York.
The apricot scrub?
Yes.
Ugh.
In the driest weather with the snow and, like, my skin was so dry, and I would just eat, like, all the moisturizer because we could, we had to come in with nothing on. And then, you know, we'd usually do, like, a wipe, and we'd, you know, moisturize before every application if you were the...
Model.
Model. That's the word. Thank you. So they'd always be like, you're so dry. What are you using? And I'm like, you know, I'm washing my face and, like, the scrub and... I didn't know that that was really just damaging my skin more and more and more. Yeah. So, please be careful. And if you do go get dermaplaned by anybody, please make sure it's someone you know who is doing what they're supposed to be
doing. Also, someone who is licensed and professional.
Yes. I had a client the other day, rosacea.
Oh, no.
As a result of someone who was not her normal skin therapist. She had somebody at a spa she went to, and this person was not her usual,
went to her decided to... Let me throw this right out there real quick. So, spas are not medical facilities. They are not medical treatment facilities. If anyone is cutting anything off of your face, which is literally what dermaplaning is, don't do it.
Right.
If they're using chemicals to burn things off of your face, which is what a chemical peel or a chemical exfoliation is...
Unless it says it's a medical spa...
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's a bad time.
And they need, like, nurses and you need, like,
because
a dermatologist.
You know what they do is they order shit off of Amazon and say, you know what, I think this will work. Mix it together and put it on your face. And this is your face. The thing that you show to the rest of the world.
Yes.
If you wouldn't trust them with your life, don't trust them with your face.
Yeah. And she was really, she's had a couple of years and basically every doctor, dermatologist, whatever said there's nothing to do about it. It's just going to exist. It'll never go away. All she can do is avoid all the things that make it flare up. She went from having to basically wear makeup just occasionally...
To all day, every day.
All day, every day. So I hooked her up with some color correcting because I said, this is... I did one side without any correcting and said... This is a full coverage, but rosacea redness is very, very real. It's not just your breakout, you young girls color correcting all over YouTube. Oh my God, stop.
Chill out.
You know, so it's not like that. It's very serious. It's very red. It's very flaky.
It's intense.
It is intense. So I got her a good green concealer and hooked her up with some Studio Fix, and I showed her what it looks like on the other side. I said, you know, this may have even been too much concealer on the green.
Right.
You could probably use a little bit less. You know, start with a little.
Sure.
When it looks like it's covered pretty well, let it sit for a minute because the key is layering and patience. And then go back and do your foundation and cover it. So if you do have any serious redness and it's the biggest problem, I do recommend getting a green concealer. It'll save you a lot of time and frustration because even the fullest coverage foundations can only do so much for you.
Yeah, so I want to go ahead and make a sound bit right now about, like, hold up, because this is about to be a makeup minute. Like,
sorry. You can cut it all out.
No, 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 it's cool. It's all, it's all good things.
My tip is to take care of your skin. Okay. Ultimately, all I have to say is that you should just... Do what you need to for your skin. If you need Botox, go for it. I support you. But go to a licensed professional.
Yeah, somebody who
a plastic surgeon
went to
or
school for this shit.
A dermatologist or an ENT, whoever
an
actually...
ENT?
No, they do it. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, an ENT. I follow one on Instagram, and she's been on another beauty podcast I listen to,
That's
Glowing
amazing.
Up.
That's amazing.
Dr. K is mm-hmm. her name. Beauty by Dr. K is her Instagram, if you want to follow her. But ENTs, they take care of anything from the shoulders up. So
yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Anything like that. She does lip fillers, cheek fillers, under eye. Lip filler. Yeah, so
Dr.
Do I.
K will promote your.
Yeah, she's in LA, but yeah. I mean, like, she's always doing giveaways to come in for free stuff.
I mean,
so if you're in LA or you know you're going or want to go for just free lip fillers or Botox.
So road trip?
Yeah. She's wonderful, very informative, and she even does surgery still, so she'll still do rhinoplasties and stuff.
That's awesome.
People are in accidents, mm-hmm. and they need reconstructive, she mm-hmm. does it, so she does everything.
Well, shit.
Yeah, you can be an ENT and do it all.
All right.
That's it.
Okay,
take care of your skin, get Botox, thanks.
Well,
bye.
That's our episode. Fucking deal with it.
Yep, over and out.
Bye.
Peace.